that we simply can't allow the Iranian government to get a nuclear weapon. This is a country that brutally oppresses its own people. We saw that with the way they dealt with their own student demonstrations just a while back. This is a country that's in Syria today helping the Assad regime butcher the people of Syria. This is a government that has been responsible for terrorism across the planet, whether in Asia, in Africa, in Europe, and even here in the United States. This is a government with a very extreme, radical, fanatical agenda, and we cannot allow this government in Iran to achieve a nuclear weapon. That's a threat to everyone.
And the prime minister has said he wants a clear red line set for Iran. How has that been received by President Obama?
I think we agree, because the United States ultimately says they are committed to preventing Iran from achieving a nuclear weapon. And that means we won't allow them to get it, which means we're going to act before they get a nuclear weapon. That's implicit in that statement. And so it's important that we act today. According to our assessments, and they're based on the IAEA, the nuclear watchdog of the United Nations, they will have close to enough enrichment uranium by this time next year for a weapon. And we can't allow them to do that.
We only have about a minute left, but how would you describe the relationship between Mr. Netanyahu right now and President Obama? Things have been quite tense.
We have a good relationship. Both leaders respect each other. I expect them to speak on the phone later on today. Last night, we had a good meeting with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The United States and Israel are very, very close allies. And as a result, whenever you have a difference of opinion, it sometimes gets blown out of proportion. Everyone talks about a crisis. That's not the situation. We've got good communications, and we're both committed to preventing this government in Iran from achieving a nuclear weapon, because that would change the planet we live in. If I'll just give you an example. Imagine how those terrorist groups that are supported by Iran, how would they change their actions? How would they change their behavior if they thought that they were protected by an Iranian nuclear umbrella? That's bad for everyone on this planet.